When the Wyoming legislature convenes in January, it will see even fewer women in its ranks than it did before. Wyoming already had the lowest percentage of female legislators of any state in the country. In the last story in the Women Run the West series, Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports part of the problem still lies in recruitment.
If you were to walk into the Cheyenne office of Wyoming's Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis, you might run into one of her three staffers, two of whom are women, or Cynthia Lummis herself. She replaced U.S. Representative Barbara Cuban, who was elected to be Wyoming's first female member of Congress in the 1990s. Lummis says Barbara Cuban broke a barrier when she won.
So when I then ran subsequently, Wyoming was accustomed to having a woman in that position. So I didn't need to break that ground. I simply had to prove myself as worthy of the position.
With the election of Liz Cheney, women have had a hold on the U.S. House seat. But the number of women in the Wyoming legislature has been dropping. Wyoming is last in the country when it comes to the percentage of women in its legislature. Lummis says that's a problem.
Half of Wyoming is women. So when only 13% of the legislature is women, something's missing.
And come January, that number will continue to go down to just 11%. But why are the numbers so low? There are a variety of possible explanations. For example, women tend to be caregivers, and Wyoming has a citizen legislature, which requires lots of time and resources. Women also have smaller financial networks upon which to draw. One of the biggest problems in getting women into office, though, is just recruiting them in the first place. Wyoming Democrats made that a focus this year.
I absolutely specifically look for women to run for office.
That's Amy Van Cleve, the executive director for Wyoming's Democratic Party. She notes 27 of the 37 women who ran this year were Democrats and says finding women to run for office is critical.
Our current Senator Enzi is very fond of saying, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And I absolutely believe that that's true for the women of Wyoming.
Despite those efforts, a total of only 10 women were elected to the legislature this year, and just four of those were Democrats. While Democrats were busy recruiting women, Republicans weren't. Matt Michaeli, chairman for the Wyoming Republican Party, says they don't have a specific plan for recruiting women. He says they leave it up to county leaders to recruit people. So I asked Tammy Hooper, the state committeewoman for the Albany County Republicans, about her county's recruitment strategy. Have you, in the Albany County Republicans, made any effort to specifically recruit women?
No, we haven't, that I'm aware of.
Hooper says mostly people approach the Republican Party if they're interested in running, so she doesn't do a lot of recruiting. But when she does reach out, she doesn't look at gender.
You know, what I look for in a candidate is who's going to be the best candidate, regardless of their gender.
Three women were elected to the Wyoming Senate this year, and two of them are Republicans. Michaeli says he encouraged one of them, Affie Ellis, to think about running.
You know, it's not that she's a woman or that she's a man or anything. It's just somebody that I think is going to be a talented and great senator.
But U.S. Representative Cynthia Lummis argues recruiting women is important for both parties.
I think that political parties need to reach out to women, especially when they see a woman who's very involved in her community, very smart, able to articulate issues, care about the people that they would be representing, and help them.
Republican Ruth Ann Petroff is a current legislator who's stepping down after serving in the Wyoming House for 5 years. She agrees there should be more women in the legislature.
I've struggled with that in the past. Is it really important? And I guess I would just go to say, if everyone in the legislature were over 65 years of age, or everyone were under 35 years of age, we all have such different perspectives on life that a diverse group of people is essential to making good decisions for our future.
And research shows women have to be recruited. Katie Ziegler works for the National Conference of State Legislatures.
There's a difference there, and the research has proved that looking at men and women with equal professional backgrounds, equal qualifications. Women need to be asked to run. And then they also don't see themselves as qualified to take on a political campaign.
But men do. And so big decisions will lie in the hands of the overwhelmingly male legislature this session. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.
This story is part of the series Women Run the West, a public radio collaboration exploring the role of women in Western politics. You can hear more stories at womenrunthewest.org.